illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you of the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views. They're the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Hold your calls, because we want to, of course, give you a background on what's really going on in the world today. Now, it's been said that an understanding of the forces that have shaped the events of the 20th century and today are predicated not on facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. Let me repeat that. It has been said that an understanding of the forces that have shaped the events of the 20th century and today are predicated not on facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. And that really is true. You know, as you begin looking at what's going on in the world today, how do we understand our coming war with Iraq? If you analyze it, there was a wonderful ad, it appeared. It was a sort of a spoof. It appeared in the Washington Times, and it showed a picture of Osama bin Laden. In that same posture, you've seen the pictures of Uncle Sam with his top hat, and he's pointing at the person from the page and saying, I want you. And this picture had Osama bin Laden, and he was pointing at the page and saying, I want you to invade Iraq. Because if you do, of course, you won't have any time to track down my al-Qaeda warriors. If you attack Iraq, of course, you will just break up the Western alliance. If you attack Iraq, you will recruit literally thousands of young people to my cause, because young people will turn to the Islamic faith and join my movement. If you attack Iraq, why, you may well destabilize Pakistan, and the radical Islamists may take over, and then they'll have access to their nuclear weapons. I would love to have access to those nuclear weapons. Please attack Iraq, attack Iraq. Make my day. Now, this admittedly was a spoof, but as you think about it, we certainly endanger the possibility of attacking, of destabilizing Pakistan and bringing down this whole incredible movement upon our own head. We certainly are antagonizing the Islamic world. And what would happen if the radical Islamists got the nuclear weapons that are there in Pakistan today? Weapons that were built with funding from our good friends in Saudi Arabia, because they funded Pakistan and helped them to build a nuclear weapon so Saudi Arabia would have access to them. Although Saudi Arabia signed the non-proliferation agreement, you can be sure that they'll have those weapons if a war comes to the Middle East or to the world. And my fear is we're entering the Third World War, a terrible and bloody war that will have consequences that most people have no concept of. And yet, why is this happening? What is behind all of this? Well, there's a gentleman who writes something called the Early Warning Letter. His name is Richard Mayberry. And Richard Mayberry writes in his September newsletter that after analyzing the First and Second World Wars, he came to the conclusion that there was a thing. There was a thing out there that wanted death and destruction. And he pointed out that during the closing 2 years of the Second World War, 1 million people died every month. 1 million people died every month. And time and again, the Allies had an opportunity to end the war and bring it to a hasty conclusion. And time and again, they refused. And 1 million people died every single month. And more than that could die in the coming Third World War. So what's really behind all of the things that are going on today? And the tragedy is most people do not understand that there are secret societies and secret organizations in the world today. One of the world's leading Satanists, in fact, when he died, Manly P. Hall, was cited in the key Masonic magazine, The Scottish Rite, as the leading Masonic philosopher of all time. And Manly P. Hall was a Satanist. He worshipped Lucifer. and Manly P. Hall, in his classic book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, talks about how the secret and satanic societies have always left emblems every place. They've hidden them in plain sight, so the average person was incapable of seeing them, but they were there. And so it is, of course, that we only have to look on the back of our dollar bill and see the occult symbol that's there, the pyramid kept by the all-seeing eye. And that all-seeing eye goes back 6,000 years to the ancient societies of Egypt and Babylon. So what's it doing on the back of the American dollar bill? Why, it's hidden in plain sight. And there are so many of the secret symbols, you'll see them. For instance, the symbol of the logo of the Trilateral Commission, three intertwining sixes. The emblem, the logo of the World Future Society, which until recently was a circle made up of three sixes. Six, six, six. Every Christian recognizes that as the number of Lucifer, as the number of Satan himself. But you see, the average individual doesn't know. Who do you find on the board of directors of the World Future Society, Robert McNamara, who sent American boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never to win? We didn't go to Vietnam to win or to defeat communism. We went there to fight a war and kill a lot of people, 1 million South Vietnamese, 1 or 2 million North Vietnamese, 58,000 American boys. Robert McNamara on the board, along with Barbara Marx Hubbard, the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, was dictated to her by a spirit. It was channeled to her. Barbara Marx Hubbard, who writes in the original text of her book about the necessity of killing a quarter of the world's population, and then quoting Revelation 6:8, "And I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto the rider to kill a quarter of the population of the earth by the sword and by hunger and by pestilence and by death and by the beasts of the world." And Barbara Marx Hubbard then goes on to write, "But that's not your job, my dear, that's ours, for we are the writers of the pale horse death." She's on the board of directors of, or at least the contributing editors of the World Future Society, along with Marie Strong, one of the richest men in the world and closely aligned with the Rockefeller interests. There, we'll be back in just a moment here. And of course, we'll welcome your calls about the half hour at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for a free Better Sleep video and a free sample of this unique mattress material at 1-800-522-5559. The Tempur-Pedic bed is scientifically designed to eliminate the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic can offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 sleep clinics and health professionals worldwide recommend it. For a free sample of the pressure-relieving Tempur material and a free Better Sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. For a better night's sleep, you need a better bed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-522-5559. That's 1-800-522-5559. Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With kitchen refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-451-4800 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. With Sears Kitchen Refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. And best of all, Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-451-4800 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Kitchen Refacing from Sears Home Services at 1-800-451-4800. That's 1-800-451-4800. Are you scared of how in debt you are? Are you feeling lost in a sea of bills? You're not alone. And now there's somewhere you can turn for help. It's a nonprofit organization called DebtScape. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you. They can get your payments reduced as much as 50%, eliminate or reduce your interest rates, and much more. Just call 1-800-762-5400 to see what DebtScape can do for you. Even if you're not a homeowner, DebtScape can help. They can consolidate your multiple payments into one lower monthly payment. And with their help, you can pay off your debts in as little as one quarter of the time you'd be able to on your own. If you have over $2,000 in bills, call DebtScape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. You've lived with the fear long enough. You owe it to yourself, to your peace of mind, to let DebtScape help you get debt-free. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but we were talking about, of course, the secret forces and the secret societies out there, and the fact that they hide their symbols in plain sight. And of course, you can go to our nation's capital. And you go to our nation's capital, and it's laid out in occult symbology. If you look at the Capitol building, and you see the streets coming off from adjacent to it, why, they're the forms of the ears of the goat of Mendes. And, of course, if you look at the promenade in front of the Capitol building that goes down to the Washington Monument, you'll see it's in the shape of a Masonic apron, of course, with the with the Washington Monument representing a phallic symbol. You will find, of course, all sorts of pentagrams and the square and compass laid out in the architecture of our nation's capital, and you will not find one single building there, major building, that does not have a Masonic emblem on that. And you have to understand that Masonry came out of the mystery religions of antiquity. Now, if this indeed is true, why doesn't every American know that? Why don't our churches tell us that? And the reason they don't is because, of course, they have kept these things secret from the American people. Now, if you find what I've just said too impossible to believe, there's a book put out by HarperCollins recently called The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. I mean, I've got a great deal of literature written on this by people who've studied the occult for many years. The people on the other side laugh because the American people are so stupid. They have no idea. They never ask why there's occult symbols on the back of the dollar bill, why every time you turn on CBS you see the eye down in the right lower quadrant there. That's an occult symbol. The occult symbol surrounds you every day, and if you have any question, we carry a book called Freemasonic and Occult Symbols by Dr. Kathy Burns. Freemasonic and Occult Symbols by Dr. Kathy Burns. You need to get that book. You need to read it. You need to understand what's really going on in the world today. And then, of course, we also carry that book, The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. Now, you would think that Barbara Walters or Dan Rather or somebody might talk about that, but you see, the American people are never to know, and certainly our church leaders are not going to tell us, that we are surrounded by occult symbols at all times. How is that played out today? Well, now, all I can do is conjecture on what I'm about to say, but it is more than simply coincidence that the sniper that we have back in Washington, D.C., if you plot out on a map the first six shots, the first six people who were killed, you will find it lays out a upside-down cross or a broken cross, the old peace symbol, the vertical and the two limbs of the cross, but instead of going horizontal, they slope downward as the top of a pyramid. Is that happened just accidentally? What was the common denominator behind all of these people? Why were they picked? Well, if you understand symbology and how they lay these things out, you will find that it makes up the symbol of a broken cross. And actually, of course, you're not being told, but the police are looking into this, or at least it's assumed they are. The police in Texas, one of the largest towns there, have already picked up on the satanic symbology, but they're not going to tell the American people. Oh, they did tell them about the tarot card, but you're not to understand that there really are satanic societies out there. And, of course, they operate not only within our community, but the highest levels of our government, and they are concealed many times by the police force. Now, let me give you an example. Do you remember the Son of Sam slayings in New York? I think there were 8 people who were killed. And, of course, they eventually arrested a young man named David Berkowitz, charged him with all 8 killings, and, of course, he was sentenced to life in prison. Well, David Berkowitz eventually became a Christian, and he told the true story. The story, of course, which he initially told was Sam, the dog, told him to do the killings, which sounds pretty far out. And, of course, it was pretty far out because he made that up. But Sam was a very real person. He was part of a satanic society, and he had 2 sons. And those 2 sons participated in the killings, along with Berkowitz. Berkowitz killed 2 of the people. The rest were killed as part of satanic ritual slayings by a secret society known as the Process. It was an international secret society that had connections at the highest echelons of the governments of the world. And they just wanted to see death and destruction. And, of course, this carries over into Charles Manson because he was associated with the Process. Now, this is all laid out in a book, which we don't carry. We probably should. But it's called The Ultimate Evil. The Ultimate Evil. We've interviewed the author, and you can always get a copy of my interview with him by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and asking for a copy of that, my interview with the author of The Ultimate Evil. But there is a secret society. That is just one of many, many secret societies that are out there across America. But the media is not going to tell you about this. Fortunately, the book is there, but if nobody tells you about it, what it's like when a plane crashes in the desert, is there any sound because nobody hears it? And the average individual has no idea that secret societies do exist, or they, of course, they shape the events of history. And so we want our listeners to understand that the symbols are there. You can see them in plain sight. And if you look and you plot out what's going on back in Washington, D.C. with the sniper, you will see the inverted cross. Now, if you would like to get more information on that, you can go to a website. It's put up by a friend of ours, David Bay. It's called cuttingedge.org. That's cuttingedge.org, and you can actually see there on the map of the Washington, D.C. area, the inverted cross, and of course, the rest, many of the other killings fit into what would appear to be a pentagon, pentagram. I haven't really gone into that. David has in great length, and he's firmly convinced that the other slayings that we're beginning to see in other areas fit into a pentagram. But you see, they love to make these diagrams on the ground, and then they laugh at the people because why they hide the symbols of their crimes in plain sight. If this truly is a satanic series of killings, it may stop. It will be like Jack the Ripper. The crimes of Jack the Ripper in London during the 19th century have never been solved. At least no one was ever arrested. And the reason why was because, of course, it was a Masonic killing, and there are books going into the Masonic background of that. And because the Masons were made up largely of police, they simply let the killers get away. And if you are a Mason, a higher degree Mason, you swear an oath that if a fellow Mason commits a crime, a murder, a treason, why, of course, you will never allow him to be convicted. That's what happened with Della Beckwith. You remember the story of the killings there in the South And there was a man named Della Beckwith who was accused of that and tried twice, and of course he was never convicted. The last time he was convicted, but that's because they got all the Masons off the jury, because they knew that he knew he'd never be convicted. He didn't realize that they would realize the secret, and that was that because he was a Mason, other Masons in the South could not send him to prison. Finally, the Justice Department did get that. If you get the book, there's a movie out called Mississippi Burning, and you watch it very carefully, you'll see overtones of the fact that Della Beckwith has on his lapel a little symbol there. And, of course, that is a Masonic symbol. And then in his car, you'll see a Masonic symbol. That's the only clue that you have that this was Masonic. But, of course, people who understand, of course, there was lots of evidence that he was guilty. But, of course, that could not be brought out, because the average American is not to know of the influence of the Masons, or that we had at one time an anti-Masonic party here in the United States back in the 1824, I think it was, John Quincy Adams became president, because there were three parties at that time, and that's how he defeated Andrew Jackson. And John Quincy Adams wrote extensively about the Masonic influence. The Masonic influence had been in America since the early 1700s. But long before that, in about 1640, why the Rosicrucians had come. They'd come from England, and they'd been sent here to take over the American government so America would lead the world into the New World Order, or they referred to it at that time as the New Atlantis. Now, that's described in a book written by Manly P. Hall, a Satanist, called The Secret Destiny of America. And of course, you will find all of these quotations and the background of what I'm telling you in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read it, you must get it. You must read it. The book is inexpensive. It's $12.95. Or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes my video on the Brotherhood of Darkness, an audio tape on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and my book, which gives you all the documentation and places you can go to look up to find if what I'm telling you is the truth. Because if it is, then you're being lied to by the media. You're being lied to by your political leaders. You're being lied to by the ministers who, for whatever reason, are not telling you about the spiritual nature of the battle that we're engaged in. That Lucifer is alive and well, that he and his demons are working here in our society, and we are being manipulated into the Third World War. Why are we going to war with Saddam Hussein? Why? Because of the threat of terrorism. But what does Saddam Hussein have to do with the attack on the World Trade Center? Well, there is a great definite ties. There's definite ties of Saddam Hussein to the attack on the Oklahoma City building, the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. But you see, that was all covered up during the trial, and they can't bring that out now. Terry Nichols, who was convicted right along with Tim McVeigh, had made repeated trips to the Philippines, where he had met with the Islamic terrorists tied to Osama bin Laden. Ramzi Yousef was the primary mastermind of the first bombing of the World Trade Center in February of 1993, and he was meeting with Terry Nichols over in the Philippines in the early 1990s and again in 1994. And of course, the whole idea of this group of Islamic terrorists was crystallized in something known as Operation Pachinko. Operation Pachinko was exposed in January of 1995, and we'll be back to tell you about that when we return. But this has to be concealed from the American people. You must never know the truth of what's really going on in America today. And so we can tell you that Operation Pachinko, in addition to being a plan to actually blow up 11 American planes over the water, was a plan to hijack American planes and to crash them into the World Trade Center, into the Pentagon, into the White House, into the Sears building in Chicago and the Transamerica building in San Francisco. And the government knew all about that plan, but of course they can't reveal that fact. After all, if they knew there was going to be an attack on the World Trade Center, why didn't they evacuate the second building after the first one was attacked? Why weren't there fighters in the air when they knew that the Islamists planned to hijack our planes? But then we wouldn't be going to war in Iraq had that been known. We'll be back in just a moment with more Radio Liberty, and welcome your calls here.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. Authorities have jailed a man they accuse of lying to investigators in a Washington area sniper probe. He's being held until a bond hearing Monday. Authorities are also examining a shell casing found in a white box truck, but it's not clear if the truck is linked to the shooter. Montgomery County, Maryland police officer Derek Beliles.
It's unknown if this is at all related to this case, so we're asking the public's assistance in still providing information about suspicious white box trucks, as we've previously talked about in our press briefings.
A bioweapons expert says every citizen has a role in responding to any biological or chemical terrorist attack. Stephen Pryor is the research director at the National Security Health Policy Center, a group that develops ways to fight bioterror and other threats. The report suggests remaining at home is a better way for Americans to protect themselves and the rest of society by stopping the spread of an epidemic. This is IRN.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With kitchen refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-451-4800 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. With Sears Kitchen Refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. And best of all, Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-451-4800 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Kitchen Refacing from Sears Home Services at 1-800-451-4800. That's 1-800-451-4800.
This is an IRN business news update. Microsoft says quarterly profits more than doubled from a year ago as revenues rose 27%. However, much of the revenue gain came from a controversial new software licensing plan, leading some analysts to say the results may not be sustainable. Still, the showing easily exceeded estimates. A new report says recent corporate scandals have cost Americans more than $200 billion in lost investments, jobs, pension losses, and tax revenue. The report said losses from 401k accounts alone totaled $175 billion. In addition, it says public pension funds nationwide lost at least $6.4 billion when the stock market plummeted amid a crisis of investor confidence. The report identified nearly $13 billion in lost federal tax revenue from companies with questionable accounting practices underreporting their profits. It was issued by the No More Enrons Coalition, which is partially funded by consumer groups and labor unions. With an IRN Business News Update, I'm Hope Duggar.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Christian Network, and of course this is a time I would want to go on and tell you more about the events we'd been discussing, and of course we were discussing the sniper there in Washington, D.C., and the fact that, if you look at the map of the pattern of the first six shots, it's in the pattern of an inverted cross. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And you'd like to give us a call, and we're talking about how the symbols surround you today. And those symbols represent the presence of the satanic societies and the secret organizations that have been with us since the very beginnings of America. And, of course, this is never taught in our schools. There were two forces in America. First, the Christian, and the Christian was a predominant force, and then the satanic, represented initially by the Rosicrucians, and then, of course, by the Masons when they came to America. But the Masonic, most people joined the Masonic Lodge, had no idea that they were the outgrowth of the mystery religions of antiquity. But, of course, by the 1780s, why the Illuminati had come to America and infiltrated our lodges, and we find George Washington writing letters. We have a copy of the letter that George Washington wrote in the 1790s, expressing his concern about the influence of the Illuminati here in the United States. And, of course, we even have something we got, Dr. Dennis Cuddy and I got from the Jeffersonian collection back at the Library of Congress about the Clintonian Illuminati, which was here in 1802 and influencing, of course, the society in New England, intent upon destroying the very fabric of our society and taking it over. And, of course, the whole idea was that America was to lead the world into this one world government. And, of course, they're creating the New Atlantis. And that was based upon a book written in the early 1600s by Francis Bacon, one of the leading illuminated ones, one of the leading occultists of that time. And, of course, Manly P. Hall writes about this in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, or America's Secret Destiny. And it's all laid out and actually quoted in my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. So you need, of course, to get my book. It will give you access and reference to the various publications you can get to understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged in today. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, if you have a question, a comment, you agree or disagree. But we are entering a terrible, terrible war. And now, most Americans think that the war over in the Near East is just going to be an easy little war. But, of course, what are the implications? All I can say is that the information we get from the occult sources suggests this is going to be a terrible, terrible war, far worse than anybody suspects. And, of course, the tragedy is we are going to inflame the entire Muslim world against the United States. This is going to have, I believe, serious financial implications. Why? Well, very simply because America has been the reserve currency of the world. It's been the one stable currency that everybody could rely on. And people throughout the entire world, many of them deal entirely in American dollars in other countries. And they have their savings, their wealth tied up in American paper money. But you see, the people who are working behind the scenes understand what is about to happen. That's why they're printing up a new colored currency for America that, of course, they will not eventually redeem all of those dollars from overseas. And the people will lose their wealth just exactly as the people in Argentina lost their wealth a year ago, this last year. The people in Brazil have lost 40% of their wealth in this last few months, and I fear the majority of the American people will lose literally all of their wealth, their bank accounts, their businesses, their homes, their annuities, their value of their bonds, because, of course, I feel and fear that the American dollar will be replaced as a reserve currency of the world by the European currency, and I think that is exactly what our leaders are planning. And I'm not talking about President Bush. I'm talking about people who really control our government, who work behind the scenes, who want this one world government. And, of course, this one world government will be built upon the ashes of America. And this is going to happen unless, of course, the people of this country repent, unless the people say we're not going to put up with this anymore, unless they understand the forces that are working behind the scenes, the spiritual forces which direct both of our political parties and are moving us to the ultimate destruction of what was once the land of the free, the home of the brave, of this wonderful Christian nation we had. But there was always the occult influence there. And, of course, you see it, as I mentioned earlier, in the symbol on the back of the dollar bill. And you can read Masonic literature, or there's a book put out about spiritual politics. It's written by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson. You may be able to get it at your bookstore, a used bookstore. You can, maybe your library would have a copy, but there on Spiritual Politics by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, they explain to you all the symbology on the back of the dollar bill and the 13 feathers and the 13 branches that the eagle holds and the 13 stars and the 13 steps and the pyramid and the 13 letters and several of the words on the back of the dollar bill. They tell you are basically occult symbology. They have nothing to do with the 13 colonies, and everything, of course, has a dual meaning. And, of course, the number 1776 at the base of the pyramid reflect not only the date that the Declaration of Independence was signed, but what does the Declaration of Independence have to do with a pyramid? And you look at that pyramid, you'll see the figures in Roman numerals 1776. Well, our Declaration of Independence had to do with our Christian nation. But the 1776 they're talking about there is the Illuminati, which was a manifestation, a modern-day manifestation of the ancient secret societies, the ancient mystery religions, that was formed on May 1st, 1776, in Bavaria by a man named Adam Weishaupt. And that Illuminati spread to the United States. Does it exist today? Well, if you read Masonic literature, they'll tell you. If you read the writings of Bill Snebelin, he will tell you. If you read a book by Tex Mars, circle of intrigue, he quotes the literature that's put out by the Luciferians today that talk about the Illuminated Ones and the Illuminati. This is not imaginary, it's real. And the fact that you have never heard this, probably before, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Now, we actually, of course, subscribe to the publications put out by the Luciferians, so we know what their plan is, a new world order, a new world religion, and the destruction of America. And, of course, if you have any questions, if you'd like to read their little pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-1. We'll send you free of charge a copy of the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy. You really need to get my latest newsletter. Of course, we hope many of you will want to subscribe to our newsletter. But if you have never gotten a free copy before, call and ask for our September newsletter. And we go into, of course, all the laws that have been passed since the bombing of the World Trade Center September 11th of last year, and the fact that these laws have nothing to do with Islamic terrorism. We've redefined terrorism, and almost any crime, federal crime, can now be considered a crime of terrorism and bring draconian force of the government down on you, and having nothing to do with Islamic terrorism. We're not really fighting terrorism. If we were fighting terrorism, we would have sealed our borders. If we were fighting terrorism, we still wouldn't be bringing in people from countries that are known to be terrorist nations. 125,000 people came to America between October of last year and recently from nations that are known and cited to be terrorist nations by our own State Department. If we were really fighting terrorism, why, of course, is our government so interested in making the people here who are here illegally as immigrants legal citizens? Why is the federal government doing everything they can to block the INS from deporting the Muslims who are here illegally, from identifying and deporting them? And you see what they've done is intentionally bring large numbers of people of the Muslim faith here to America, where many of them, of course, attend radical mosques where they are taught the same religion that Osama bin Laden advocates, the same religion being practiced in Saudi Arabia is called Wahhabism, and the only way in that religion that you will ever get to paradise is to die killing the infidels, to kill yourself in the process, to blow up buildings, to kill as many of the enemy as you can. And who is the enemy of the Muslim religion today? Why, it's America that is going to war in the Middle East against Saddam Hussein, and an awful lot of Muslims are going to die in that war. And, of course, an awful lot of Americans, I fear, will die in that war as well. Not only in the Middle East, but right here in America, because I believe there's going to be a bacteriological attack. Remember that the last anthrax attack, the anthrax did not come from Saddam Hussein. It came from our own military labs. That's been brought out in a number of studies. If you want it verified, we'll be glad to provide that information if you call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Where will the next biological attack come from? Will it be from overseas or from our own military labs? Does it really matter if Americans are dying? You say these things couldn't happen? Ladies and gentlemen, terrible things have happened. But, of course, we seldom talk about their true cause, the great spiritual battle described in Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. We'll be right back here.
There's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction. With kitchen refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-451-4800 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. With Sears Kitchen Refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. And best of all, Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So don't replace your cabinets, just replace them. Call Sears at 1-800-451-4800 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Kitchen Refacing from Sears Home Services at 1-800-451-4800. That's 1-800-451-4800.
Is life moving too fast?
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance, or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. Call us 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. That's 1-888-839-4651. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway to see if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners. Call Mega 24 hours a day at 1-888-839-4651. 1-888-839-4651. Coverage not available in all states. Are you scared of how in debt you are? Are you feeling lost in a sea of bills? You're not alone. And now there's somewhere you can turn for help. It's a non-profit organization called DebtScape. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you. They can get your payments reduced as much as 50%, eliminate or reduce your interest rates, and much more. Just call 1-800-762-5400 to see what DebtScape can do for you. Even if you're not a homeowner, DebtScape can help. They can consolidate your multiple payments into one lower monthly payment. And with their help, you can pay off your debts in as little as one quarter of the time you'd be able to on your own. If you have over $2,000 in bills, call DebtScape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. You've lived with the fear long enough. You owe it to yourself, to your peace of mind, to let DebtScape help you get debt-free. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, this is I just want to mention to you, if you'd like to get some of the documentation for what I've talked about, we do carry Dr. Kathy Burns' excellent, excellent book, Freemasonic and Occult Symbols, and when you get that, you'll begin to look around you. You'll see the symbols every place, hidden in plain sight. You'll never, of course, recognize the mother. Otherwise, we have a four-tape set on Freemasonic and occult symbols. We recommend this to you. We do carry the book, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, a HarperCollins publication put out just recently. But, of course, they figure that most people are too dumb to read these, too obsessed with the good times. And, of course, they've been put to sleep by what they're being taught in our churches. So we've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. And so let me suggest we have a four-tape set called The Apostate Church. We have another four-tape set called A Musical Madness. That's The Apostate Church or Musical Madness, or our four-tape set on Freemasonic and Occult Symbols. You need, of course, to get this information, and you need to help us get it to others, because unless the good people understand the true nature of this battle, they're going to think this battle has something to do with Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden or whoever the new wicked person is that's created by the media that we're supposed to hate. But remember, we financed Saddam Hussein. For all during the 1980s. We gave him the biological and chemical weapons that we're so concerned about. And when Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld says why we would never have done that, he's simply lying. And if you want the documentation, of course, we have a book entitled Against All Enemies. It was written probably 6 or 8 years ago by Seymour Hersh. We have the world's leading only supply of it. And it's only, I think, $9 at the most. It's called Against All Enemies, and it goes into the fact that we gave Saddam Hussein the biological and chemical weapons, so why are we concerned that he has them if we gave them to him during the 1980s? But why don't they tell that to the American people? Oh no, Saddam Hussein is the real evil person. Maybe we ought to find out who gave him the weapons and hold them responsible. Maybe we ought to ask, why did we leave Saddam Hussein in power in 1991? And, of course, what you're never told by the controlled media is what happened after that when the Iraqi military time and again tried to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and we protected him. There's a wonderful book. It's called See No Evil by Robert Baer, who was 25 years with the CIA, and just about 25 years. And of course, he was the head CIA operative, the agent in charge of the CIA operation in northern Iraq and Kurdistan in 1995. And he will tell you that everyone there knows about in 1993 how the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein. And they turned to America and said, will you back us up, you know? And, of course, instead of that, we gave Saddam their names so that the military leaders could be tortured to death. And then again, the same thing happened in 1995, and those foolish Iraqi leaders honestly thought that we wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein. And again, we betrayed them, just as we betrayed the people of Kurdistan and the southern region of Iraq in 1991 when George Herbert Walker Bush said to them on the radio and translated into Arabic, "Rise up, we're going to overthrow Saddam Hussein. You revolt against him and we'll come in and get rid of him and protect you and install a democratic government." And the people there foolishly believed our leader. And, of course, we betrayed them, and they were slaughtered by the hundreds of thousands. But you have to understand that George Herbert Walker Bush is a member of Skull and Bones. And if you don't know what that is, you need to find out what the secret Skull and Bones Society is about. We have the book, The American Establishment. We have the book, The Secrets of the Tomb, written by Alexander Robbins. But I think the best source of information on that would be the new 4-tape set we have on Skull and Bones, two interviews with Alexandra Robbins, who's investigated this very extensively, and she's very sympathetic to Skull and Bones, except that she does agree that the description of their Skull and Bones wedding that was witnessed by somebody was not part of the order. And the men who will lead our nation, dressed in their black hoods and black robes, chanting on this strange pagan dialects. Skull and Bone Society, our present president, his father and his grandfather, all members of Skull and Bones, a secret satanic society. There really is a thing out there that wants death. And you need to get this information. Skull and Bones is real. It's back at Yale. It's been there since 1833. We have the lists. We have a syllabus with the lists, alphabetical lists of every member. There have been, I think, eight Bushes, members of Skull and Bones by the most recent count. Six, I think, are listed in the syllabus we offer. We have the book, The American Establishment by Professor Sutton. We have the book, The Secrets of the Tomb by Alexandra Robbins. And, of course, we have my 4-tape set now, which is entitled Skull and Bones. And there's nothing like this. Nobody else has the information, which is available from Radio Liberty. We also have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. It's in Northern California, where about 3,000 of our leaders meet on a regular basis, and they have a ceremony before a great stone owl, and they're there with their purple robes and their hoods and their candles and chanting. And doing a feigned human sacrifice, at least we think it's feigned. You need to have this information, the 4-tape set there. You're not going to get this information elsewhere. There is an occult influence in our society, and it involves people at the highest echelons of our government. You'll find these 4-tape sets that are offered by Radio Liberty, one of the best sources of information available in the nation today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But if you want to buy our products, why, you go to 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We hope that many of people out there in the listening audience, first of all, you'll tell other people about our programs. And we do a program, at least on the American Christian Network on the West Coast, every evening from 8 to 9. Please encourage everyone you know to listen to those programs. Please get our 4-tape sets or our videos and duplicate them and get them out to everybody you know. Many times people will see my video on the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is basically the story of the book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and it has changed so many lives, and I hope it will change the lives of people you know who do not have a personal relationship with our Lord. And then, of course, we hope you will go to our website, www.christianworldview.com. RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, if you can't get the American Christian Network broadcast there, why, of course, your friends elsewhere in Washington, the state of Washington, will be able to get it on our internet at RadioLiberty.com. You can actually hear our programs 5 hours a day, either directly or by links. You can get our archive programs. But, of course, this is what we have to offer. You can get our newsletters. And, of course, we hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Because that's how I support being on the radio 5 hours every single day. Except for the weekends. On the weekends, we do this program, and we have another program that is heard on about 33, 34 stations. It's a half-hour program that is available on www.kkmc.com. That's www.kkmc.com at 11:30 Pacific time. You can get that half-hour program, which is heard on stations across America. But believe me, this is an expensive undertaking, and I couldn't do it without people like you out there in the listening audience who are concerned about what's happening and are willing to partner with us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. Because no sooner had America been established here, and I'm talking about shortly after the Jamestown colony and the Pilgrims arrived, the Satanists arrived in the form of representatives of the Rosicrucians about 1640. By 1647, they established Harvard Institution to teach young men how to preach the gospel and spread the message of Christianity throughout the colonies. And by 1700, it had been totally taken over by the Luciferians. So they formed Yale University in 1701, and it moved to New Haven shortly after that. And within a generation, it had been taken over by the Luciferians. So they formed Princeton University to teach ministers of the gospel. And that was infiltrated. And many of our seminaries have been infiltrated. I know our Baptist, Southern Baptist seminaries were infiltrated. I had dinner not too many months ago with the wife of the head of one of those Southern Baptist seminaries, which had been taken over by the good people who really love the Lord. And she said, you know, it'll take us 20 years to undo the harm to the ministry that happened when, of course, they took over our Southern Baptist seminaries. Almost 40% of Southern Baptist ministers are members of the Masonic movement. And, of course, the great tragedy is this has its foundations in Luciferianism. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the other information you need us to help get this information out while we still have a voice. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And, of course, for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us get the information out across America. And the average person says, well, what can I do? I mean, I don't have a voice. I don't have a radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. What I have, I have with the help of other people who've aided me and people who believe in what we're doing. And we started with one little station, a 400-watt station, and it's grown now to over 50 outlets across America every week. I wish we were on every station every day, but we can't afford that. But what we can afford, we will do, and we will gradually expand our voice, and we work with other people who are trying to get the message out, although most of them really don't understand the full spiritual impact the demonic and satanic forces at work in our society. Because you see, if you read the Bible, you'll find out that this is Satan's world. Certainly that they have changed the meaning of God. They've changed his attributes. They've taught us God is only a God of love. And if that's true, then it's the ultimate triumph of evil. Because, of course, if God is only a God of love, why did Christ come to earth to die for our sins, to save us from eternal damnation? Help us get the message out, the true message of the gospel. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, and pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for this network, American Christian Network. They're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. And please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until next week at the same time, please tell others about our programs here every evening and, of course, on Saturday mornings here on the American Christian Network.